This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yeah, yeah, to be very honest, don't tell anyone.
All right,
yeah, I won't. Just between us.
No, when I get on a plane, I just put it on silent mode, but I never switch it off, despite whatever the announcer
Why? May say. You're just a rebel. Why do you do this?
No, because I feel that if it's that serious, if the consequence is that serious, they would not enforce it so laxly.
It's 5:13 p.m. Caroline Ezra on the Evening Edition. Caroline, I don't make up the titles of these songs.
No. I know you didn't. So you're responding to the, I suppose, my expression, right? So
yes.
I'm just wondering what kind of vision that sort of song brings into your head. I'm thinking a dusty old bar.
Yes.
With someone playing the piano.
That's right. You're thinking New Orleans,
yeah,
kind of.
Pretty much.
You know, it's 5 p.m., a long day on a Friday, that kind of thing. All right. So we're just about to take off on our first story of the day. But before we do,
ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare for takeoff, please turn off all electronic devices.
Why?
What's that?
Well, why do we have to turn off our electronic devices?
All electronic devices have to be turned off.
I can't turn off my pacemaker.
Well, your pacemaker is fine.
Well, that familiar announcement before we take off. We all know the rule. We know what we must do. But what we don't really know is what exactly happens if we were to break that rule.
Yeah, that's right. So cell phone use on planes, I guess it's been heavily debated, you know, in the airline industry. And that's standard practice, right? We've all heard that you need to switch the devices off or switch it over to airplane mode during transit. But if you don't follow directions, what happens then? And the answer, unfortunately, isn't very, very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where there is, a problem potentially if you think about the initial research that was done. Now, they were worried because when you're more than 10,000 feet in the air, apparently your cell phone signal bounces off multiple towers.
Uh-huh.
It sends out stronger signals and that might congest the networks on the ground. But there's never actually been a case of cell phone causing planes to crash.
Right.
But you know, something to bear in mind is, you know, when it comes to the FCC's rules, they were adopted more than 20 years ago.
Oh, so there's a question mark as to whether we've updated our existing regulations to reflect the current technology, I guess?
Well, there's that. And whether or not technology has moved far enough that this isn't a problem, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, joining us from Australia to talk about this is a little bit more is Ron Bishop, Senior Lecturer and Discipline Lead in Aviation at CQ University in Australia. Ron, thanks for taking our call. And so tell us, why do we have to turn off the phones or go into airplane mode? What actually happens when we don't turn them off?
Well, what it does is they tell you to turn off your electronic devices because there's a potential for the electronic devices to interfere with the communications from the aircraft. And it's just a precautionary measure to make sure that there's no interference, especially since today's aircraft is all connected, everything's tracked, all the communications coming in, all the messages coming in is all, it's all electronic, so the devices could cause issues. Now, in the past, it was because most devices had magnetics in them, but now it's to deal with the signals back and forth.
Yep. So, you know, we've come, I guess, such a long way with technology, and it seems odd that this hasn't yet been overcome, you know, with all the new and more technologically advanced aviation systems and such.
Well, the potential is a lot lower now that they've gotten a lot better at discerning which signal is what, but they still, it's just probably a good practice to keep it from, in case there is any kind of interference or any kind of messages that come through. Every once in a while, you'll notice on your phone, you'll be talking to someone on the phone and then another signal will come through and you're talking to someone else possibly, or you'll get a third call in that kind of rides on top of your phone call. And that could potentially happen with the aircraft, so they want to be able to avoid that. So that's why they do it that way.
Interesting. So, Ron, could you elaborate a little bit about what that means, that we can definitely use our phones so long as we use it at perhaps the right time?
Well, biggest thing is make sure you turn it off when they tell you to turn off or go to airplane mode. Yeah, I would wait until they tell you that you can turn something on or that you can use it. Usually it's after you level off And you can always ask the flight attendant to make sure if you're not too sure. Is it going to interfere? Probably most likely not, but it's just probably be safer. You don't want to be that person that causes an issue because they'll be able to track it these days.
Yeah, that's very true. So how do you feel about just, you know, people having access to the internet on planes?
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, everybody wants to be able to be connected while they're in the aircraft, and that's why you're going to see, well, it's already happening on some of the longer flights, but you're going to see more and more aircraft have the capability of Wi-Fi. And with that capability of Wi-Fi to be connected while you're in the flight, you'll still be able to text, still be able to do everything you would normally be able to do, but they may shut that off just before it lands or just before they go into descent. Mm.
So, Ron, could you share with us some of your personal pet peeves as a passenger?
Yeah, I'd say someone's on the phone talking loudly. That's always a big one. Someone that gets up a lot when they're in the middle, that's always a tough one. Now, I don't usually get too worried about it, but I know some people get worried about it. There was a recent incident on a German aircraft where they had a young child be disruptive the whole flight for a couple hours, and that would have been quite interesting to deal with. People would bump in your seat. That seems to be a big pet peeve. I think they had, I read something about it, were the top 10 pet peeves. One of them was bumping the seat. And then it used to be people standing up in the aisle and being in the way of the front of the movie screen, but now that all movies are usually done at your seat, it's no big deal. So yeah, they're getting a lot better at making it where we all get along. And then with the flights being a lot shorter, it seems like that part's getting better.
Well, Ron, thank you very much for that explainer. That was Ron Bishop, Senior Lecturer and Discipline Lead in Aviation. This is at CQ University in Australia.
Yeah, you know, I vote no. No cell phones on the plane. And well, cell phone use on the plane. I mean, seriously, the
engines... You're going to get the Wi-Fi thing happening.
Wi-Fi is not the cell phones, right? I don't want somebody sitting next to me and talking throughout the flight. I mean, engines are loud enough. Yes. If you happen to be near the galley, the cutlery is loud enough. Some babies don't really travel very well. They find it very difficult. The pressure hurts them. So you've got that. I mean, do we really want the discretion and decency to be in the hands of your fellow passengers? I don't want it.
Karen, I just want you to take a deep breath because I think I really hit a nerve there on just this. Well, the reason I say this is because Wi-Fi capabilities have been introduced in some airlines, especially on those long-haul flights, as Ron mentioned.
Yeah.
And I think once you start introducing that, you're going to do sort of, you know, voice calls over a Wi-Fi, video calls over Wi-Fi. So it's already entering into that space, I guess. But if you have an opinion on whether you know, you should be able to make phone calls on planes, call us at 03-771-09000 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
And if you feel the way I do, you know, we'd like to hear from you as well. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
All right, here's some music by Leon Bridges, Coming Home on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.